from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey. One more time for the schedule release. Hey. Welcome in here to the Thursday, August 15th edition of D-Lo and KC.
What Barling episode is this?
Barling. Episode number 996. Mm. Episode number 996. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
Give it up for young Reese. Reese, oh, let me ask you something just right out the gate.
Hold on, you got to be on the mic, man.
Just pull it up. Yeah, because you're on the radio. Do you remember when Dad started this show?
Yeah.
Did you think he was going to make it?
First of all, don't be Isaiah Thomas. Scoot over to your right a little bit.
Scoot over, Isaiah. There you go. Don't be afraid of the camera. Love the camera. You're a good-looking kid. You got the shiny necklace on and everything. Come on, man. What'd you think when you found out Dad was getting a radio show?
I was happy for him. I was excited to see him get a radio show after, like, I don't know how many years.
Doing a podcast, no, six people were listening to. We've all been there.
Not even my son was listening.
We've all been there. Does your dad get you hat diamonds like he has?
No.
Oh, man. But
he did give me a hat. He did give me the
Just
Rock
no
Nation
diamonds.
Hat.
Just no diamonds.
He did give me the Rock Nation.
You got the Rock Nation joint. You got that Cardinals joint. You got a Yankees joint. You got that LA joint. I don't know where that came from. Mm-hmm. But then you got pins on the hat.
Yeah, they come with the fitted hat.
That's how he gets them. I got to add.
That's not a pin on your hat. For those that are listening on the radio, he's not wearing a pin. You're wearing a diamond pendant.
Stop it. Don't listen to this.
I don't know what's shinier, your hat or his necklace.
His necklace.
What's funny is Reese sounds exactly like his mother. How did you feel for Dad? I was excited for him. That's exactly what Jack says.
That sounds about right.
All right.
He's hanging out today, man. He's gonna see it's a long day.
He's hanging out the whole day?
Yeah, ain't nobody coming out here to come get him.
Oh, buddy. Buddy, Reese gonna leave this show like, Dad, you do this every day. And today ain't even one of the little radio magic days. Today is a radio day.
We here.
All right.
And they was like, you sure you want to go? I'm not coming to get you. That's what moms were saying.
Reese going
to
order DoorDash 7 times before we get out of here. When do you go back to school?
Monday, sadly. Okay.
He's an anomaly because Everybody's starting school today.
Yeah, they, in my neighborhood, they was back yesterday.
Usually they start on the Thursdays, but for whatever reason, I had to double check. I was like, you sure you don't start school today?
Starting in August is bananas. I'll never get over that. Like, this is
at least it's mid-August, because there was times a year or two ago, they starting like August 3rd.
That's crazy.
Like, what's going on around here?
That's crazy. Well, we're happy you're here, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
You could come in. In fact, I might step out for an hour or so. You sit over here. Keep your dad in line. Don't let him do impressions.
Oh yeah, we gonna do. This was the originator. Real quick, what's the Shamit thing? How does it go?
Oh, Kevin Durant with the bucket. Here goes Kyrie. Shamit.
That's so stupid.
Wait, what is that from again? I remember you telling me about that, but what's it from?
He found it somewhere on YouTube.
It's a highlight.
It was on the Nets page back when KD was with the Nets.
Oh, that's terrific.
Here goes Kyrie. Ship it. So stupid.
I don't know why that's funny, it is. Do you have any other impressions you want to break out? Because I guess this is just what the men in this family do.
No.
No? You got a Jerry Jones impression, Draymond Green?
No.
No. All right.
You sure you don't have a Jerry Jones?
No, didn't need that. We're happy you're here, buddy. You can jump in anytime you want to and do the show. The Sacramento Kings schedule is released for the entire world to see. It is available for you. One thing that you and I didn't talk about, and shout out to our buddy Sean Cunningham, who just posted this here. I know James was diving into this a little bit yesterday. 15 sets of back-to-backs for the Sacramento Kings. A couple of them being at home, a couple of them being against the same team at home, a couple of them being against the same team on the road. I think you spotted a New Orleans one.
Yeah.
I'm seeing right out the gate a Memphis, San Antonio one, Atlanta, Toronto, Phoenix, San Antonio. Man, they got two in 1 week.
Timberwolves, Jazz.
A couple of times.
Did you say Nuggets, OKC yet?
I didn't.
Back to back?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Hey, but I'll say this, man. I'll say this. Because, look, we're going to talk about the schedule. We're going to have a good time with it. There's little quirks in here that we can discuss, and it's all good. I understand that. I need people to not be intimidated or go crazy over a schedule.
Kamara has sent 5 messages since the show.
Is it about
started.
The schedule?
No.
Oh.
No.
Kamara would be the one to send, like, oh my gosh.
No.
This January stretch is just brutal. I don't know how we recover. Look.
That is 100% something Kamara would do.
Look, everybody plays everybody, okay? Everybody in the West plays the same amount of people in the East.
All right, Grant Napier.
And look, here's the other thing. I'm pretty sure almost everybody has a 5 or 6 game road trip.
Oh, for sure.
And you know what also is going to happen? Because it's happened since the beginning of time, pretty much. When you go play the Knicks, you're probably going to play the Sixers after that.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to play the Nets.
Unless
you're
the Kings, then you go play the Celtics?
Wasn't it Knicks
to the Celtics, back to Brooklyn?
Yeah. So you do that. Oh, also, when you go to Texas, you're probably going to play the Mavericks and or the Rockets and or the Spurs. Like, and don't forget, you're going to have to go to the Lakers and play the Warriors. Like, the thing about it is, so do the Rockets. So do the Suns. So do the Trailblazers. So do the Clippers. Everybody's got an East Coast road trip. Okay, so let's not freak out because there's a 5 or 6 game road trip. It's okay. It happens every year to every team.
There's very strong Grant Napier vibes right there. It's fine. Get your stuff off, buddy. Man, I just saw this. ESPN finally fired Robert Griffin III.
So you say finally.
They had been tiptoeing. He has gotten demoted like repeatedly. Yeah.
You know what? I think RG3 is all right.
No, that I'm not talking about my opinion on him. I'm talking about his placement on ESPN television.
Mm.
I feel like he started up at like a 10, and then it was like, he's kind of at like a 7.5 now. All right, now he's getting like a 4 schedule, and it's like, okay, I think they're phasing RG3 out.
Wasn't he on Monday Night Countdown last year?
Last year? I don't think so.
I think he was.
Last year?
Yeah. Because didn't he do something? Didn't he?
They replaced him with Jason Kelsey this year.
So this year they returned. Last
he
year
was on.
He was on
the countdown last year.
Yeah,
he,
yeah.
Remember what he did? He raced the Seahawk. Remember?
Was that God? That was last year.
Yeah, yeah.
I do remember that.
That was.
I just didn't. I thought that was like. Be honest, I thought that was like 3 years ago. That's a lot. Did we have a show when that happened? They fired Sam Ponder too.
I like Sam Ponder.
No, she can go.
Well, who are they going to replace?
I don't care. Mm. I don't like that show.
You don't like Countdown, or you don't like
I don't
Sunday
like
or Monday?
No, I don't mind Monday. I don't like Sunday.
Sunday's good. Sunday morning is the best Countdown.
Who's on Sunday Countdown?
It's Sam, Randy Moss. Rex Ryan, Teddy Bruschi, Alex Smith.
You know what it is? It's just Rex Ryan that I don't like.
I understand that.
That's all it is. It's Rex Ryan.
That's the best one. A lot of people like the NFL Network one, and that's cool because
I like that one.
I like Mariucci. I like Rich Eisen. So like it's not bad. But the one on ESPN is really good. I thought Sam Ponder did a really good job.
Well, she's one of those sage deals, so she can.
I didn't know that.
She can go. Bye, Sam.
Got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Bye, Sam. Do what you do.
Put my girl Kimberly Martin on there.
Kimberly Martin's everywhere, but I don't think she's a host.
No, I'm just saying on the show in general.
Oh, well, they have her out at the games.
That's true. She is a reporter.
She'll be out there in these streets.
Yeah.
So the schedule is out. We can, I don't know. We can talk about it more if you want to. Like, whatever. We can absolutely talk about it. James asked, like, what are you looking forward to? I was like, nothing. Like, I'm looking forward to it starting. Like, that's like, it's not like, oh, this, can't wait for the Warriors to get here. Like, no, I'm excited for Steph to be here always. Excited for them to, you know, play the Lakers. I'm excited for that first game against Minnesota. But, like, what am I looking for? I'm just looking to see how they play. That's what I'm looking for.
Where that came from is I don't want. Well, you can do whatever you want. I'm not going to tell you what you want to do.
Thank you.
But I don't agree with changing your outlook on what you think this team is going to do this year because the schedule came out.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah,
like, that's
I agree with that
crazy
wholeheartedly.
To me.
Yeah.
I think the floor is 52 wins. I don't care if I saw the schedule or not. That's just what it is.
I do think there is a such thing as a difficult schedule, though. I think that's a real thing.
I don't think so. I think it all balances out. It all balances out. The only thing that is easy or difficult is I would probably buy a little bit is East Coast team to a West Coast team, just because you have more teams against a weaker conference.
But in a terrible attempt to put this in real life terms for us, imagine we have like 9 radio shows in a row, both shows, 9 in a row. And we've got appearances after, we've got appearances after, appearances before. We got all these different things to do for 9 straight days. And then we only have one over the course of the next 7. Mm-hmm. You're right. It balances out. It doesn't mean that things aren't going to get really difficult in those 9, though.
But my thing is everybody's got that. It's not exclusive to the Kings or anything like that.
I don't think that's entirely true. I don't think the schedules across the league balance out as completely even. The 41-41, yes, that balances out as even.
Back-to-backs.
Back-to-backs are different.
15 back-to-back. But
the miles on back-to-backs are different.
Ooh, that's a West Coast thing.
Though. Well, I was going to say, yeah, that has a lot to do with what conference you're in and where exactly you are.
Because Boston got to come all the way out here. New York got to come all the way out here. Memphis and Chicago, they don't have to come all the way out nowhere, right? Mm-hmm. So, but how has that worked for those teams? You know what I mean? Like, how does that work for Chicago?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend.
My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You know, just because the schedule says, oh, they don't have to go 6 hours on a flight or something like that. Like, if you're good, you're good. The other thing about that, though, is, like, I don't know who has the, I'd like to see who has the most. I know everybody doesn't have 15 sets of back-to-backs, but there's probably a good number of teams between 15 and 13 sets of back-to-backs.
Yeah, we'll take a look. We'll go over the numbers. We'll see what it looks like across the league. We'll talk more about the schedule. The W is back tonight. We have basketball tonight, baby.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. Anthony Slater wrote an interesting column. Not about Sacramento, but about the Warriors and some people's perception on the Warriors. And Jesse spotted something on NBA.com we should talk about as well.
Yeah, well, then look, and this, our kids already are 13 minutes in on the phone, like done with the show already. Look at him.
Well, in his defense, that's most of the chatty house. We get about 10, 13 minutes in, and they just zone out and start doing something else. But we are happy that you're here. Stealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. D'Lo, KC, and some random people here, according
that
to...
That was cold. No, that was...
Come on. He said, who the hell are you guys?
Come on, Reese.
Cold.
Bye, strangers.
You didn't have to say it like that.
We're in a war, and Reese is like, goodbye, random people.
Just lost about six P1s.
All right, pal. And then between Reese and Kimberly, boy, we're going to lose our whole audience. See, boy, it's another quiet day here at the Odyssey offices.
I've seen Charlie, Jackie, the tribal chief, and that's it.
Yeah, Jonathan and the crew was always here, and Complex was here. But, yeah, that's about it.
Crazy thing is, it's not even Friday. They ain't going to be here on Friday.
They weren't here yesterday. Y'all think this is a work. For those people coming to the live show at the Odyssey studio, you'll see. It'll just be us.
So, I mean, we can put a time. Does the room behind us go black?
1,000%. There is not a single person who is working here, and that absolutely is going black.
I think restarted the meter. So what is it, about 30 minutes of inactivity?
I have no idea. It could be 4 hours of inactivity, and that thing is going to go black.
It may go black.
It's going to all depend on if Charlie has his Diet Coke and if Complex goes out the back door to use the restroom. That's it. That's all it depends on.
That's funny.
Bro, slowly it's just going to be us working here. You know that.
That's a shoot. Like, yeah, that's a fact. D-Lo, KC, and Jesse just logging in with a key card here every day.
Oh, man.
One thing we haven't gone over, a couple of things to note with the schedule release here as it pertains to Sacramento. They've already added NBA TV games to the list.
Mm.
I believe Sean has counted them up to 12. They are on the schedule for those who want to see them. That Kings-Lakers game is on NBA TV.
The Saturday one?
Yes.
The second game of the season?
Correct. For those that consider that national television.
Well,
that is,
yes.
It's a part of the opening week graphic that's out there.
See?
Where it's
If it's part of the opening week, it's got to be national TV. It's got to be. It's got to be considered. The NBA is saying, yo, look, this is a marquee game. It's national TV. So what does
that
put them up to, like?
It's on NBA TV, and well, it's the home team, so I don't know that they'll go with Drapes. They'll go with the, or Mark Jones, they'll go with...
I forgot the guy's name.
He's fantastic, too. Yeah, I forgot his name.
He is
really
good. He's had the impossible job of following Chick Kearney. Yeah. He's done a really good job. But, yeah, they'll go with them. But, yeah, it's national TV. Yeah. Line it up.
One thing we haven't discussed is the... preseason schedule. It will open with the Golden State Warriors on October 9th. The Golden State Warriors, October 9th. And then.
Where's that at?
Here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's here. And then they'll head to San Francisco for the game on the 11th. Portland on Sunday at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll close out the preseason with two road games, one on the 15th against the Jazz. And one on the 17th against the Los Angeles Clippers.
Mm. Where is the Clippers one is on the road, you said?
Correct.
That's interesting. I'm thinking.
Three road games, two home games for the Kings, five preseason games.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's anticlimactic, but we all know they're going to play everybody or whatever. But I am always interested in schedule releases. You know, you see, obviously with the NBA, you see national TV games, how many you got there. There is some sequencing like, oh, okay, you know, they start off at home or what's the last month looking like or whatever the case may be. There's a new bit of intrigue with the NBA Cup now, so you know that adds to it. That comes out a couple days earlier, like it did. But you know, it's always cool to see the schedule.
The season will open up with the Knicks at the Celtics on TNT, followed by the Mavericks at the Lakers. That's the opening night of games. The next night, we'll get the Bucks at the 76ers. That's an interesting one. I like that. And then the Suns. What logo is that? That's the new Clippers logo. There it is. That's the ship. There it is. The Suns at the Clippers. Thursday night, it'll be the Spurs at the Mavericks and the Thunder at the Nuggets.
So they are doing Thursday night, and they chose... Oh, boo. Boo. I get it. I understand.
They chose Wemby, Luka, SGA, and Jokic.
I understand. I understand.
Friday night. Got to get Tyrese Halliburton in there. And there's your Pacers at Knicks. Suns at Lakers.
That's the Knicks home opener, too, I think. So it's going to be a raucous environment.
And then a Saturday trio of games that concludes with the Kings at the Lakers. The Magic and the Grizzlies will be before that. And it'll open with the Clippers at the Nuggets.
Another quick minor detail. The NBA playoffs begin April 19th. The NBA Finals begin June 5th.
Okay.
So.
MLK Day games, Mavericks. The Mavericks at Hornets. The Timberwolves at Grizzlies.
They always have the Grizzlies.
Well, I thought there was another team that you should have.
The Grizzlies. Well, yeah, but the. Yeah, well, Atlanta. It used to be Atlanta and Memphis.
Yeah, it's. I guess Charlotte got that nod because it closes out with Boston. Oh, that's funny. It's Boston at the Warriors.
Oh, Tatum had a dream.
So do we get the big handshake at Tatum stretching and Steve Kerr come over to him? Hey, pal.
Yeah, I don't know why Charlotte got in there instead of Atlanta.
Yeah, don't. Yeah,
they've done that religiously for a while.
Yeah, there's a reason Atlanta and Memphis are always in there.
I don't know what happened there.
Maybe they're phasing out MLK Day being the second biggest of the, because that's not intriguing.
No,
but I don't know. Ant-Man versus Jaw, that could be something for sure.
And then I wouldn't have phased out the tradition, but I'm holding out hope. If LaMelo is back and LaMelo's playing, I think LaMelo is one of the marquee guys to watch in the league, and that would be like, I couldn't find a reason to put Washington on there. I could not find a reason to put Detroit on there. Mm-hmm. I don't think Charlotte's going to be very good, but like I said, LaMelo is bordering on must-see TV when he's playing.
I don't think you could be must-see TV when you're on a team that bad.
I understand.
I know.
I ain't gonna argue that.
I'm not going to argue like how good LaMelo is, but I can't sit down and watch Charlotte. That's a bad basketball team.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be better this year.
Brandon Miller in the second year. Brandon Miller had a good rookie year.
I think he did too. So maybe they'll be better. Maybe there's one of those teams that I did have interest in watching Detroit early last year. Mm-hmm. It died stunningly quick. But I had interest in watching them last year, so I could do the same with Charlotte again this year. It's just you have to hold my, when you're at a deficit with me, buddy. Like you better grab my attention fast, or I'm gonna be like Reese was here the first 5 minutes of the show. You better grab my attention fast, or I'm turning to my phone and I'm out.
Yeah, man. So the national TV schedule is always interesting as well, because like we talked about before, it does give a little bit of a insight as to what the league thinks is maybe the hierarchy of the league, who they mm-hmm. want to have as a marquee. And like something, especially like TNT, it's almost a status thing, right? Like not every team that plays on national TV gets a TNT game mm-hmm. all the time. Like what was the Kings that waited, what, 6 years, 7 years before they got back on TNT?
Yeah.
So you get to see like, it's almost a status thing, right? Like, oh man, they putting us on TNT on the big boy station. That'll be the last year we get to say this, but yeah.
That Warriors Kings game at the Golden One Center that's on ESPN mm-hmm. on the 22nd, January 22nd, that's a part of Rivals Week.
Mm.
The pregame, or excuse me, the first game will be the Timberwolves and the Mavericks. And then there's, you know, the Celtics and Lakers is that week. You'll have Lakers and Warriors that week as well. Some of these, I don't know where the rivalry exists, but okay.
Give me one.
Well, Knicks at Brooklyn, like, okay, yeah. Like fine, but okay. You really could have leaned into Tatum and Halliburton, like booking, or not Tatum, Brunson. Mm-hmm. Brunson and Halliburton, you know, booking a angle on SmackDown.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're trying to stay away from that. Like, no, we don't want to lean into that WWE stuff. Sixers at Nuggets?
Jokic and Embiid. If
okay.
If he
Timberwolves
he plays.
And Mavericks?
What's the conference finals?
Heat and Bucks.
I mean, traditional, but
Pelicans.
I mean, they got something going on, I guess.
Pelicans and Grizzlies. Zion and Ja, I'm assuming.
All right, now that's a reach. The way you responded to Embiid and Jokic, that's how I'll respond to
fine with
that,
it.
That was, come on, guys.
Celtics and Mavericks is in here. Nuggets and Timberwolves is in here.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. That's Rivals Week right there.
Another
Tuesday through Saturday.
Another interesting quirk. Shout out to our guy, Deuce Mason, brought this up. The Kings and the A's have scheduled games on three occasions. So that'll be cool to see in the city. You know what I mean? It's April 9th, Kings versus Nuggets, A's versus Padres.
Do we have a time for the A's versus Padres?
We don't.
We don't have a time?
No.
Nah, oh.
I can probably predict. If I know
is it going to rain that day?
I don't know if it's going to rain. But if I can look at what day that Kings game is on, I could probably tell you. So let's see. April 9th. That is a Wednesday. That might be a day game for the A's. That might be a getaway day game for the A's there. The other one is April 11th, which would mean it's a Friday. So those are both Friday nights.
Yeah.
Clippers and Kings at the Golden 1 Center. A's and Mets. That's going to be...
Oh, God. I bet no one thought of this. The whole thing is going to fall apart now. No one at all thought what would happen if the Kings and A's play at the same time. It'll be anarchy.
And then it's going to happen again. Because on 2 days later, on April 13th, last game of the season, regular season, Suns are in town and the A's and Mets again. Those are both going to be at the same time.
Okay.
So just... something we've never had to deal with here in Sacramento.
Yeah,
which is
first
pretty
time.
Cool.
Yeah, first time. It's good stuff. And now, the win-loss predictions will come based off the schedule. Boy, I just don't see how the Kings survived this stretch in March.
I don't
32-50.
I don't understand it, man.
It's difficult to find right now. And so, you know, guys are going to get 3, 4, 5, 6 days out of content out of the schedule release.
And that's perfectly fine. We're going to create content out of schedule release. I will tell you right now, me telling you that the Kings floor is 52 wins ain't changing.
Mm.
At least not based on the schedule.
Mm.
Kings floor is 52 wins. That's what I expect. Ain't nothing change. And one of the things that I hope happens throughout the year is us as Kings fans and media members, we look at the schedule and we say, oh, man, that's a rough stretch. They got to go da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Not saying that they're wrong, but you want to get to the point where when the Kings are part of a stretch, oh, man, that's a rough stretch. You got to go to Sacramento and that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're trying to get to. I
need the Kings to make Golden 1 Center tough.
They didn't do that last year. That is going to be one of the things I'm really looking at, because the road games are the road games, whether you're a good team or not.
Put that on a shirt. This man is a broadcast journalist. What was that again?
The road games are the road games.
My man. Woo! That's heat. Give this man greeny money right there.
The road games are the road games, all right? It is what it is at that point. But you got to be able to say, all right, we're on the road, you know, 500, maybe a little bit more than 500. I need them to be electric at home.
Yeah.
I need this to be a place where people look like, man, that's going to be tough.
They've got to be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to be better than they were last year.
What was the... I'm trying to think off the top of the head. Weren't they like just okay to with being team one, but they were really good on the road? Then weren't they like the only team with 25 road wins or something like that?
Yeah, as you call it, being team one.
Trademark.
They were 25-16 on the road. 23-18 at home.
Yeah, that's not good enough.
25-16. They were 48-34. For context, the Bucks were 58-24. They were 26-15 on the road.
Mm.
The Celtics were 57-25. They were 25-16 on the road. The 76ers were 54-28. They were 25-16 on the road. The only, and I remember this well, and I know you will too, anomaly into the only one kind of in the category, and they were an anomaly for a bit until the end, was the Knicks.
Mm.
The Knicks had 47 wins, Kings had 48, and they had a 24-17 record away from the Garden.
Yeah, they were good on the road.
Last year, the Sacramento Kings were 22-19 on the road and 24-17 at home, of course, two games worse than they were the year prior in terms of total record.
Which isn't bad still. Like this year, if they go 22-19 on the road, I'll take that. I'll tell you right
now. Plus 500 on the road, you did a good job.
Yeah, I'll take that. The problem is only being seven games better at home. You compare that to, like, this is what I want to see from them. And I don't, however the wins match up, whatever, I'm not going into that. But I'm looking at the Lakers right now. The Lakers were 28-14 at home. Staples ain't no, or Crypto's not no crazy home court advantage or nothing like that. But at home, they took care of business. That's what I'm looking for. I'll tell you that right now. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for them to go be 12, 13, 14 games over 500 at home. And I'll take my chances with whatever happens on the road. But seven games, what you said a year before, they were like five or six games over 500 at home?
Correct.
That's not, nah, like you just said, to start all 20, this.
I think it was 23 wins.
Yeah, you get, just like you said, to start all this, we got to change that. We got to change that. I'm looking for double digits above 500 by 500 at home. That's what this team needs to do.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. A lot of those teams were in the East. Boston did it. New York did it. Milwaukee did it. Cleveland did it. Orlando did it. And Indiana did it. Those are top six teams. They all did that.
In the West, I mean, I know this isn't necessarily playoff teams, but in the West, what are we looking at? One, two.
I think three.
No, we got one, two, three, four, five. Five teams did it. The Thunder did it.
Oh, the Lakers did it. The Lakers. Which one am I missing?
The Rockets did it.
The Rockets did do it. Wow, they were 27-14. Seven of those wins came against Sacramento, it felt like.
Yeah. So, I
though that's more than I expected.
But like, look at what we're talking about, though. You talk about the Eastern Conference teams, and all those teams were playoff teams?
Top six, yep.
Top six?
Yep.
You look at, in the Western Conference, three of those teams were the top three teams. If they're trying to get to where everybody expects them to be, top four and all this other stuff, that's where you got to be. You got to be double digits over. Even, I mean, I know it goes against the argument, I guess, but the Clippers, Mavericks, and Suns were all nine games over 500 at home. So it's not like they had the same, just five games over. Like, no, I'm talking 9-13 games over 500. If you want to be a top four team, top five team, that's what you need to do. And I don't think that's asking a lot. If that's your goals and your aspirations.
Yeah, I feel like Golden One Center does their part.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I feel like those fans are there and, to have fun with the terminology. They're ready to play every game. Like, those fans are ready to go.
Yeah.
The Kings can take them out of it quick, but if that doesn't happen too often, unless of course they're playing the Pelicans, it doesn't happen too often. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that crowd comes ready to go every night. Like, I hope the Kings can start to take advantage of it. It's something they're aware of. I think it was, I can't remember who it was, so I don't want to attribute it to anybody, but someone said, they get comfortable at home.
Mm, probably De'Aaron, I think.
I can't, for some reason, Herter is in my head, but De'Aaron was my first thought as well. Mm. It's like sometimes we get a little lazy on the defensive end, because I think it was about the stat about how the Kings were so much better defensively on the road than they were at home. Mm-hmm. And, whether it was De'Aaron or somebody else said, yeah, I think sometimes we just rely on the crowd to carry us. And, we just get up and down the floor and try to get that excitement going and try to get that arena rumbling. And that's kind of what we rely on when we don't do those, that's not what we're doing on the road. So they're aware of the discrepancy. Hopefully they can find a way to get a balance here. I'd be a little stronger at home.
I'd be a little more in balance, right?
Well, in balance on the home side.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Because, I mean, being plus anything on the road, I think most teams will take. But going back to 2 years ago, the Kings being much better on the road. Like the again, we went over the numbers a minute ago. Those teams, with the exception of the New York Knicks, the teams that put up the type of win loss record that the Kings did on the road, those were teams that were flirting with 60 wins. Mm-hmm. They were at the 56, 57, 58 marker. It was only the Knicks who were in the 47 range with where the Kings were,
right,
having that good of a road schedule.
The Kings, last year was just so weird. Like,
and shout out to the Pistons, who won 7 at home and 7 on the road. That is
consistent.
That is consistency right there.
Consistency. Last year was so weird because it feels like I'm looking at the numbers and they don't match up with what actually happened. That happened all year, right? Like, the defense was better, but the team wasn't. And, you know, it felt like they weren't scoring the same, but I think they were top 10. They were eighth in the league in scoring or something like that. I'm looking at their away record, 22-19. I said right now, I'll take that again this year. That's perfectly fine. It was the second worst out of all playoff teams in the Western Conference. Only team with more losses on the road were the Lakers with 21. Everybody else, now, maybe nitpicking a little bit, the best team had 14 losses on the road. So it was a 5-game difference. That was New Orleans Pelicans. But it's 14, it's 1, 2 with 15, 2 with 16, 3 with 17, and then the Kings with 19 and the Lakers with 21 losses.
Mm.
So it feels like, I'm going to look at it like 22-19, that's a good job. It's a good job on the road. And it's like the second worst of all the playoff teams. Now, I think what kills them, though, is only being 7 above at home. Outside of the Pelicans and the Warriors, that ended up being the third worst home record for any playoff team. That 7 above.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else.
Well, it goes to show you how different the measurement is now for how we grade the Sacramento Kings team.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just great. Oh, 22-19, that's a good job. No, in the mix, when you're talking about playoff teams, it's actually not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a different measurement than it was 2 years ago.
What do you think? Okay. I got a question.
Okay.
I got a question. I'm going to ask it, and I want your answer on the other side.
That's good, because Kamara's on hold. He can answer it on the other side, too, because when Kamara's got a point, man,
the minute's not
Kamara, enough. Kamara's going to submit evidence to back up his point, and I knew he was going to call early in today's show, so we'll get him, but go ahead.
What do you think, would you take improvement, I think you already answered it, but would you take a top-flight home record and one of the worst road records, or flip that? Would you take one of the
worst
top
in the league or worst in the playoffs?
Worst in the playoff team.
Okay, that is good. It's a caveat. Okay, we'll talk about that, and we'll come back. Head over to maptrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320. Got to admit, I was dragging a little bit this morning. I had to get out of my all-day BCAAs and use my pre-workout BCAAs to get me going this morning, along with those thermogenics and cravings crushers that I've been taking lately. Got me feeling golden, but needed that little kick this morning. So shout out to my man Greg, and shout out to the people at Map Training and MapTrition.com. Head over to the website now. Again, it's MapTrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320 at checkout. If you have any questions about any of the products, you could hit me up. You can hit my man up, Greg. You hit up the website. They formulate those supplements themselves, so they can answer all your questions. These aren't clever marketing gimmicks. These are what help people feel the absolute best. So again, it's maptrition.com, promo code DLO1320, and we'll come back with more here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Let's get to the Kamara now. He's ready to cook. He's ready to cook. Kamara, what's up, man?
Hold on, fellas. Listen, you know, I sent you that text message regarding DeRozan, and, you know, I was making the comparison how I felt like it would be it's the same systematic vibe change that Andre Iguodala when he signed with the Warriors.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
And
I want to be clear to everybody listening. When Kamara says he sent us a text, he means nine of them. He sent nine of them. He sent a thought. This is how you know Kamara's a lawyer. He set a thought with evidence.
That's why he's top flight. That's why he's top flight.
That's why this man charges what he does for his services.
But, you know, I appreciate that. But, you know, the thing is, what I wanted to show is that, as you recall, you know, back in the, you know, the ancient days of 2013, it was a shock that Andre Iguodala was signing with the Warriors. Mm. And it was, you know, media was like, wow, you know, we thought the Warriors were a good team, but, you know, this was a change in trajectory and how the league saw them. Mm-hmm. And I want to actually go into how the schedule thing kind of compares. To me, you know, I know we talk about how this schedule, and we talk about trying to predict the record and all this. I'm not doing that this year. I expect them to have a different type of energy and focus going into this season that they didn't have. The year before, you know, they were trying to break the streak. And then last year, I don't know if it's a pressure or whatnot, the vibes were kind of off. What I see is going to happen with, and I think DeMar's going to bring that, is a level of professionalism that goes into how they approach the games. I don't want to hear that, hey, you know, the home team is, you know, we're taking the, we're waiting for the crowd to kind of boost us up. I don't want to hear all those things. I want them, if we're talking about they're a 50-plus win team, that means they take care of business both on the road and at home.
That's right.
And they don't need to go in there and talk about they need energy from a crowd. No, you are a good team. We expect them to be a good team. If you're a top three team, you play like it. And I think DeMar is going to bring a level of professionalism that brings with being a six-time All-Star, borderline Hall of Fame player that goes into approaching the game every night with the same type of focus and preparation. And that's why I'm excited for what he brings to the team. Yes, his stats are going to transfer over, but also the level of decorum when it comes to approaching this game.
My man. Thank you, Your Honor.
I'm with him, man. I think the Andre Iguodala comparison was a really, really good one. Same type of vibes. That doesn't mean that the Kings are necessarily going to go win the championship, you know, this year.
Dynasty of Sacramento.
But, you know, I like it. I like what he brought to that Golden State Warriors team. Mm-hmm. I feel like DeMar DeRozan brings those same type of things to this Kings team. Probably a little bit more productive, definitely offensively. Mm-hmm. But I like the comparison, man. And, you know, that's how I'm – the way Kamara is looking at this team, that's how I'm looking at these guys, right? Like, I expect you to be good. I'm not overly concerned about a six-game road trip or anything else like that. It's still tough. I'm not saying it's not tough, but I think you guys are a good team. Just like Denver isn't overly concerned, or OKC isn't overly concerned with a six-game road trip. I'm feeling that same way with the Kings, and I think they're going to have that same approach. He talked about, you know, the pressure or anything. I don't know if it was that. Last year was just a weird season. Like, it was kind of bizarre. They couldn't really get out of their own way a couple of different times. Mm-hmm. There's no other way to explain 7-1 against the Nuggets and Lakers and, you know, four losses to those
worst teams in the league.
You know, and then blowing 20-point leads. What was it, 4 20-point leads?
Three or four. I can't remember. I know it was a league leader.
Yeah. That's a lot. Because, like I always say, if you just win two of those games, maybe you're going to blow a 20-point lead or two. You win two of those 20-point games, you're going to lose maybe to some of the worst teams. Win two of those games.
Phoenix one was in the fourth quarter. Phoenix one was in like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And that doesn't even count the Bucks game where they play fantastic.
Right. Right, and then Dame, you know, does what he does there. So
you miss free throws.
Miss free throws. Fox missed. Malik Monk missed. And Dame did what he did. So it was kind of a weird season. And then we talk about Malik Monk getting hurt last 10 games of the season. Everybody believes you at least get one or two of those games.
Well, Herter was out too.
Herter was out too.
Dismiss that. Yeah.
So it was just a weird season, and I don't know if it was pressure or anything else like that.
But the thing about the injuries, though, it's what I was telling James and Jake earlier, is the things about the injuries, it's part of the story. There's no doubt it's part of the story. But let's also not rewrite the story of the season. They were slipping and sliding all year. Mm-hmm. And the idea that, oh, no, it would have been different if Malik, well, why? You had done it for 72 games. Why would it have been different? And maybe it would have, but that's the thing. How could it have possibly have been different? Well, it just might have. They could have locked in. Maybe this is where the so-called experience comes into play. Lord knows De'Aaron would have been guarded differently. Lord knows the whole defensive approach to Sacramento would have been different if Kevin is still out and Malik is still there. The defensive approach is different. But don't let that erase the fact that for argument's sake, for 72 games, they never had firm footing. The difference is last year between pre-Beam team years, they weren't bad. They weren't good for what we wanted them to be, but they weren't a bad basketball team. Like, they spent most of the season well above 500. Things just started, the Malik injury was essentially the straw that broke the camel's back. Everything kind of fell apart.
So I was trying to look. And your point is right. Like, they couldn't get right.
Damn
the
right
entire time. But here's what I will say. I'm including the game where he got hurt just to round things out.
Malik?
That's 10 games.
Okay.
It went 3-7 in those 10 games. I don't think they have another stretch like that all year where they lost 7 in 10 games. And it was the year, if they would have followed, really, if they would have followed like the pattern that they had all year, they probably would have went 5-5 in those 10 games. Like, win 2 games, lose 3, win the next 2, lose 1, win 2.
Yeah,
it would have been like that. But this one was just...
I'm looking back at the wins and losses, and that's exactly what happened last year.
Yeah.
What you just described is what happened.
And then at that end, they just couldn't sustain. It was, like I said, they lose 7 of the last 10. And, like I said, they probably go 500, if I'm being fair about it. It's not like they would have gone 7-3. They hadn't shown that all year. But,
the worst stretch I can find right now is... I can't find anything worse than 2-5. That's the worst stretch I can find, is a 2-5 stretch.
Yeah, they had a lot. The whole point of what I was kind of getting at was it was just weird. It was a weird season. Even all that, like all that we talk about with this team and the struggles and everything else that was going on, they still finished what was that, 13 games over 500? They had 46
wins, I think.
Yeah, so 10 games or something like that over 500. I think this season they'll have a better standing throughout the season. Even if they do have a couple injuries, I think they're going to be able to withstand that a little better. And I think some of the weird things that happened last year, I don't think they'll happen this year. I just don't think they're going to happen this year.
A win percentage of 561 for Sacramento last year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.